In the batter's box, number seven, Rich Trethewey.
Now taking the field for the two guys on Block Island, Rich and Mark.
Play ball.
Why are we talking like... Oh, yeah, because it's opening day. It's kind of like opening day at Fenway.
Yeah, that's what I was basically going for there. Like, but it's our opening day.
It's our opening, yeah.
We have fans.
We do have fans, yeah. And summer's here, so it's time to plug them in and turn them on because it's going to get... Oh, wait a minute. Hey, we're rolling.
All right, well, then let's roll. I'm Rich.
And I'm Mark.
And we are
two guys on Block Island. What shall we do with Shuckin' Sailor? What shall we do with Shuckin' Sailor?
Wow. Here we go.
Here we are.
Yeah. Opening day.
Opening day. Season four. How you been, man?
I've been great.
Good.
I've been good.
Great to see you. Yeah.
I hope all our listeners are doing just as well out there.
Yeah. I hope so, too.
Yeah. There sure is a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. A lot of listeners.
Yeah,
Thank you all for hanging out and staying, you know, tuned in over the winter time.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing. Clearly, new people are coming on board because we're seeing it with the listens. I mean, we went from 1 year to season two, we had like 58,000 listens, and then season three, 110,000 listens.
Right,
that, you know, in its own year.
Yeah,
you know, that's a big.
It's huge
growth. So I'm glad it's, if you've just found us in this recent period of time, then we really appreciate it. Glad you like it.
Yeah. And can we do a little bit of humble bragging here? Should
sure.
we like, can we throw some stats since we already, kind of used the baseball analogy?
Okay.
How about we start off with some stats?
Like our big number.
Let's give them the, so
since
you
we
know,
started,
since we started, we last year we told you, when did we hit 100,000? Sometime in August, I think.
Gosh,
maybe.
Don't was remember.
It anyways, whatever.
You're asking a lot.
I know. Sorry.
I'm coming off a winter's rest.
By the way, we're great color guys, by the way. Yeah, we'd be terrible if we were actual broadcasters.
Not good at all. No stats.
No stats.
They got a guy, though.
They got a
Maybe
guy.
Maybe we could get a guy or a
we
gal.
We might need a guy soon.
When
or
we
a
start
gal.
Talking about something, they just start looking up stats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, listeners, we are going to start by thanking you all because about a month ago, our little podcast hit 200,000 total downloads.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And boy, are we loving that.
Yeah.
Unexpected. You know, it's just one of them things where you just start something. And so we're very humble and grateful to all of you who push play, tell your friends about it. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, the way we know that you're listening is, again, we check the stats. And I think that even in the off season, we were still averaging about 3,000 downloads.
Some months, 4,000 listens a month during the off season. So,
and again, that means that you're all listening and sharing with your friends as we have so humbly asked you to, and we really appreciate it.
And
so,
I definitely have to apologize too. You know, I sort of went into shutdown after the last episode, and if I've I have been slacking social media. You know, it's kind of all went to sleep, but we're going to be waking it up soon. We'll start posting on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah. If I can be honest with you, in November, after I think it was my trip to Italy, you know, I was like all over in social media, like, you know, pictures and whatever. And then sometime around the middle or end of November, I was just like, I need a break.
Yeah.
And I basically got off social media almost all winter. I mean, little posts here and there, like if I had gigs, but in terms of like, and you know, it was very refreshing to not be glued to social media all the time.
Yeah.
As much as, again, I love to see what people are doing and keeping in touch with people. It really occupies a lot of brain space.
And I've enjoyed the break and, you know, not trying to keep up with it, but, that's probably going to change a little. Should
it's
we talk about
to.
That? What's coming up at our schedule?
Let's start with that.
All right. Let's start with that. So we've got a big, we made a big decision based on many, many, many things.
Yeah.
Or actually like three. And, but, you want to do it or you want
sure.
me to do it?
Okay. So basically one of the things that we have been doing is monitoring emails, and apologies also, again, if we haven't responded to everyone.
We will.
Yeah. But, you know, we're on island time. We're island guys, so yeah, it takes a while. But one of the things that we kept hearing from you is that, you know, you miss us during the winter, apparently. And we were like, well, how do we fix that? How do we keep providing content to our listeners over the winter?
And it really wasn't feasible for us to try to fill every week all year long.
Right.
The time it takes to do this is,
yeah, it's intense.
And lining up people and their schedules and right, guests to come and, you know.
So, starting with season four, we are going to experiment with going year round here.
We are, yes.
We are going to do that.
Yep.
Now, the way we're going to do that is that our episodes will no longer drop weekly. They will drop bi-weekly. So not every week, but every 2 weeks now.
Yes, but constant.
But throughout, that means you will be hearing our voices and our great interviews all throughout the year.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So every other week, you get a new episode.
Yeah.
And then in between those weeks, we'll try to fill in some minis, maybe some greatest hits.
Yeah.
We have a few different ideas working to, you know, to post. But our new, you know, episodes like this one.
Yeah.
Every other week.
They'll still drop on Wednesdays.
Yep.
As they always have. Yep. But it'll be every other Wednesday.
Right. There'll be no dry spell.
Right.
And I think that most of the people I've spoken to that I run into that are listeners,
yeah,
they all like the idea.
Yeah, you know? Again, like a lot of this feedback, it comes from your listener feedback.
Yeah, and I think it's more consistent.
Yeah,
you know,
basically what we're doing is we have a pizza, and it's got 8 slices, and we're gonna cut it into 16 slices, and
where are you going with this?
Well, no, it's just like, you know, people, you're not getting more pizza, but it's gonna take you longer to eat the pizza.
Right.
Yeah. Or, and like, who doesn't like pizza?
Instead of like a bear having to gobble it all up and then hibernating for 5 months,
right,
you can graze your way through the whole year with our inspirational voices and the stuff we talk about.
What are we inspiring?
We do have inspirational guests, though, don't we?
That we do. And we have, although we have been on hiatus, that doesn't mean we haven't been working in some extent.
Yes.
Right? Because we have already... over the course of the winter held a number of fantastic interviews.
Oh yes. We got a few ready to go
in the can, as they say. And
and they're great. I constantly shocked by people when they start.
I know.
You know, I mean, I can't even,
we're not going to tell anyone who we have. We're not going to mention names.
Okay.
We're not naming names now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to give away any secrets.
I don't think so. Do you?
No.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Do you want to? I could tell you want to tell them.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
All right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Really great chats with some really important island folks, some interesting island folks, insert your own adjectives there. But
yeah, they're all.
Really, it's good stuff coming up.
People constantly blow me away.
Like, totally.
With what I'm expecting and.
And the knowledge, again, the things we learn, we're always talking about, you know.
At the end of one interview, I think I had my mouth agape, and this woman, our guest, I'll bring it up again when we get there. You remember what she said to me? She goes, "Ha! And you just thought I was some other rich broad on Block Island."
Yes, I did.
And I was like, I did. I really had no idea.
I know.
And I hope the FBI doesn't listen to this. But so there's a few of those moments.
Yeah.
And so far that we have. And we have a few more guests lined up to record before we hit the summer mode recording above Nick's. And
It's going to be awesome.
It's really
super, super great.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Rich. Let's get into it. How was your winter? What did you do?
My winter, it was really good.
Okay.
I for the first year in, 30 something years, I did not, I gave up the winter house watching.
Yeah.
A lot of reasons. And we'll get to this in a minute, but I had a hip get really, really bad. I was having trouble walking.
Yes.
And I had just done it for a long time, and it involves getting up at 3 a.m. on freezing cold nights. Maybe I wouldn't have given up if I knew we weren't going to see an inch of snow all winter.
I know, right?
It was like
the mildest
winter I've ever experienced on Block Island.
Yeah.
So that was really you know, a different winter. You know, it was very, very nice. Whenever we wanted, even if it's just a weekend to go away on the mainland or something, you know,
yeah.
I always had to be nervous that I was going to get a call and the pipes were going to freeze because, you know, it's a responsibility.
Sure.
So that was just really.
It's nice. You lighten your workload a little bit.
I did. I was able to do that. And, yeah. you know.
And I don't mean to point this out or anything, but look, you're no spring chicken anymore.
No.
Neither am I.
I shouldn't be out at the end of Southwest Point at 3 a.m. in February.
Right.
Your phone doesn't even reach anybody.
Right.
You know.
It seems to me like it was a good time for you to make the transition out of that business.
I think so, too. And I knew that I was going to be down because I got that hip. I had a full hip replacement.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the time that we're recording right now, I'm a month and a half, maybe 2 months out of,
yeah.
you know, since having it done. And it's amazing.
And I'll,
it is
I know you
a new life.
For those of you who have met, you know, Rich in IRL, as the kids say, in real life.
Oh.
It's one of like LOL. It's one of those. You know,
WTF, you why the face?
Why the face? Yes, that's what it means. Yes.
So that a Modern Family.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it meant where's the fun?
Yeah.
You know, you developed, because of the hip, you developed a pretty severe limp.
Oh,
you were
God.
Limping.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I've watched you over the years, I've watched it progress and get worse and worse. And it was obvious that you were in a pretty good deal of pain from the hip.
I've heard worse stories than mine.
Yep.
Apparently it's common to put off.
Yeah.
One guy said that we call it the how do you know when it's time, and this guy couldn't get off his toilet without his wife
to
help him get off the toilet.
You know that Jeff Foxworthy bit, you might be a redneck.
You might need
a hip replacement.
You might need a hip replacement if you can't get off the toilet.
Yeah.
But it was starting to mess up other things too.
Yeah.
You're compensating. It's messing up your back. It's messing up yourself.
Yeah.
At any rate,
okay,
this is where it gets weird. My main hold off on doing it was because I have I would call it more than a fear. I have an extreme phobia of anesthesia.
Yeah.
Or as they politely call it, putting you in the twilight.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds more like a Disney movie term than.
Yeah. I think they call that a euphemism.
I want to say it.
For we're almost going to kill you.
Before we roofie you.
Yeah.
And you don't know or remember anything that we said or what we did to you during the.
And I will attest to this because you and I, you know, you shared with me that, you know, you were really.
Very scared.
Scared going into this.
Very scared.
At the prospect of this surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
instead of.
Well, I get in there. I get in there and they start telling me about. You know, how this is what we're going to do.
The procedure.
We're going to shoot you with something's going to make you feel really wonky for about 10 minutes. We're going to do this spinal epidural. You're going to be numb and from the nipples down, basically, pretty much. And then we're going to wheel you in and put you in the twilight.
Yeah.
And I said, about this twilight, I said, do I have to go into the twilight? And he basically said, no, that's just for your comfort. If you'd be more comfortable, you know, staying awake, you could stay awake. You're not going to feel anything. Well, for the next hour and a half, I did stay awake.
You're insane.
Yep. And you would have thought that I was in a Midas auto shop from the sounds of the sawing and the hammering and the...
Dude.
I will not post pictures on social media.
Yeah, please don't share those.
Yeah, I stayed awake. Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing. I was talking with the anesthesiologist. And the anesthesiologist told me, he goes, if you don't go to sleep, he said, you have, like, you've removed almost 99% of your...
Potential
risks
complications.
Of surgery. He goes, yeah, you're gonna be fine. And they wheeled me out.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but the doctor calls my wife and she goes, yeah, he's out. He's doing really good. I just need you to know he's only the second patient I've ever had that stayed awake for this.
You are fucking nuts, man.
It was great.
I had a knee replaced in the early 2000s and they offered the same option to me. And I was like, are you nuts? No,
oh, it was
knock
the best.
Me out. Like, you know, this is one way we're different. I quite enjoy the twilight.
No.
Those are the greatest drugs you'll ever have.
Well, one of these nights I'll twilight you at Nick's when you're not looking.
Hey man, I'm one of those few people that's not, you know, afraid of a good, you
what's
know,
up with Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, I twilighted about an hour ago.
But yeah, hats off to you, man.
I'll tell you, the recovery was great.
Anybody
who can handle the fact that they're doing what they're doing, you can't feel a thing and stay awake.
Yeah.
I was wheeled into an area where everybody else is all groggy and sleepy and throwing up. And I was like ready to go.
Because of the anesthesia.
Yeah. I didn't have to come out of anything or worry about whether I was going to be nauseous for the day. It was a phenomenal experience. The surgeon was great and everybody was really super. All I had to do was basically wait for, just like, you know, you're waiting to eat something after you, the dentist knows you for a drilling or whatever. Yep. Only it was my whole lower body.
Okay.
Strange feeling.
I have a question.
You know, yeah.
You said you were numb from the nipples down. Pretty Does that close. Include the nipples? Were your nipples numb?
No.
Okay. So you can still feel your nipples.
And that's what I said. The anesthesiologist, I was like, stop pinching those. I can feel that.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Good.
But you know, no, she's cool.
Like, she's like, let me just check, see if this is working. No. Yeah.
Okay. She was really nice. She's like, this is, you know, she goes, this is kind of nice because I never get to talk to my patients, you know, because they're always asleep. And she's like, and she said, if you just say the word, I'll have you asleep in 3 seconds.
If you start freaking out or whatever. But you didn't freak out.
No. And I said, well, what are you doing this Friday? Because I've been having trouble sleeping. Can you come over the house? And 3 seconds. How about that? I'm going to bed.
And like, but was it? I mean, it is. It's like, and they
a lot of hammering.
Hammering. Yeah. And like. Yeah.
There's a, it's intense. It sounds like, it's not what you would expect the you know, the surgeon says to me, he goes, so I had to ask him. Ultimately, he's the guy. I said, can I stay awake for this? He goes, yeah, I got it. You know, sometimes the humor in there, if I get you awake, it can be a little crude. And I
You're
said,
like,
well,
30 I'm
years
your
in the,
man.
Yeah, 30 years in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
You can't outdo a kitchen.
Try me.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Try me.
Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. He said, just don't grab my ass. That's what he said.
Yeah, like, all right. Yeah, well, don't grab my nipples either because they're not.
Yeah. But it was, so I'm going to tell you right now, since I didn't have anesthesia, from the time they did the first incision, 10:30 in the morning, I was in the car on the way home at 3:30.
That's crazy.
Yeah, after a full blown hip replacement, and I was, you know, pain, everything was there, but recovery's going great. Loved it, and it would recommend if you're holding out on doing it, whatever your fears are, overcome them and just do it because you will be a better, you know.
When you showed up today to record this, and I saw you walk from your car to the door, I was like, oh my god, look at this guy. I'm like, you look like you're ready to run the Boston Marathon.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, not yet. But maybe the Block Island Triathlon.
I can do a little. I'm over that.
I'll loan you my tricycle.
Once you come in third 3 times, it's like I can't do this anymore.
So, well, I hear that 3 third place is equal a first place.
Oh, all right.
If
good.
You do the math on it,
I like it.
Yeah. Just saying.
What about you? Your winter?
Well, hold on. We're not done with you.
Oh, we're not done with me?
No. We've got so much more to talk about.
Oh, God.
Now
I'm nervous.
You should be.
Are you delegating?
Well, no. I'm just, you know, interrogating.
Interrogating.
Is more the point. Because you've got other stuff going on. You're going to do... So this is... You also made the decision, which you shared with me over the winter. You're going to drive your cab again, right?
I am.
Okay.
And part of that, for comfort reasons, I had a big... 16 passenger or something like that. I should know that, but it's one of those really big ones. I downsized, so I sold that to a fellow taxi driver on Block Island, and I'm going down to a minivan, so I'll be able to take less passengers, but it's easier to drive and maneuver.
But last year, you had drivers.
Yes.
You were not behind the wheel at all last summer.
No, occasionally, but very
on a fill-in basis, right?
Yeah. So my main man Reese, who loved so much, Reese and Maddie, who lived at our house last summer, and he was our driver. They have decided to grow up and settle down. You know all that stupid shit.
And Reese
do.
Is your
Reese was my main day driver.
Main dude.
Yeah. So my daughter Lindsay is going to come out and drive 3 or 4 days a week, and I'm going to do 3 or 4 days a week. Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be a Trethaway family.
So wait a minute,
and then hopefully still have Seth in the evenings.
Okay,
you know.
So Trethaways are going to be.
Yeah,
it's really the family biz bat once again, just like Sharky's in the old days.
And if you're a podcast fan and you get my tax, you have to let me know because sometimes I'll just tell people that you know they'll be like, "Do you live here year round?" I'm like, "No."
And just to remind our listeners, what is the name of your taxi?
Harbor Taxi.
And do you know what days you'll be driving? Have you and Maddie figured out your schedule yet?
It's Lindsay. And
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
That's all right. You know, we did, and for the life of me, I can never remember it exactly, but it's like I'm doing, I think, Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to have.
So if any of our listeners are just visitors to Block Island that utilize cabs, keep your eyes peeled or get the number for Harbor Taxi and you can get a ride with Rich. So you can, you know.
I'll give it out at some point in one of our minis. But
cool, man.
You know, easy to find and hop on in and we'll.
That's awesome.
We'll go for a cruise.
And over the winter too, you also, you have now, I think we've talked about it before, you have a place now on the mainland.
Yeah. So we, from a long, long time, we owned a two family in Wakefield, Rhode Island, which was very helpful during the college years for the kids to go to URI and stuff. And we had sold that. I don't remember if I told any of this story. And we bought this tiny, tiny little cottage in Westerly.
Yep.
And it's done being renovated. So, you know, we're renting it out in the summertime.
Yeah.
But it's kind of neat. It's only 20 minutes from you and Mystic. So it's kind of a convenience.
And it's like 5 minutes from the airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
and I used to actually rent this place back when, you know, we were really young.
Okay.
And we would.
And this was a place where I think you told me Block Island.
A lot of Block Island people would crash in the some of these cottages, and it was like $35 a night. Yeah. It's where we went when you're in labor or you're.
Yeah.
If you're pregnant on Block Island, you
or if
don't
you got to catch a flight.
Yeah, or there's a nor'easter coming in and your due date's coming, you have to run to the mainland and hang out in case you know, the little rascal tries to stick out early. So it's kind of sentimental, you know, that we would stay there, and now we have this little spot.
And so they, you know, now these little places were being sold off as condo or condos, though.
They did condoize the whole place, and then so each, but they're freestanding little buildings,
yep.
And it's just a really cool little cool spot. So I guess, you know, I don't know. I think that unless you have more for me.
No,
about you?
What about me?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. My winter, what I do? How was it?
It was good. I know a little bit.
You heard some things.
Yeah.
I had a good winter. It was very relaxing, very creative. I worked a lot in terms of performing, playing the piano, doing my piano bar thing. So yeah, I'll back it up. What happened this winter? You know, lots of traveling, as we talked about in the fall. Went to Italy. Katie and I went down to Austin, Texas, and checked that out for the first time, which I'd never been. Great city.
Yeah.
You want to talk about like some music again and just a fun town. Austin was great. And then that was the middle of November. Got back from that. Then it was the holidays. So, you know, it's just holiday stuff. And then
I like how you and I have the same tone when it comes to holidays. And then it was the holidays.
Yeah. And I started to get back in the studio and make some music. So I've got I forgot. Sorry. In November, and I think I might have mentioned this like at the end of last season. I put a band together to start playing an original band to start playing the songs from the album that I put out last summer. And we had our debut shows in Rhode Island at the Knickerbocker in Westerly. And then 2 weeks later, we did another show at the Ocean Mist. So kind of like, you know, we had rehearsals in October. And it was kind of a trial run to see if this band was going to work and if everyone was going to be into it, how the crowd liked it, if there was anyone showed up. And I'm happy to say that people showed up and they really liked the band. And
nice.
The band is great. So we've booked shows for April, and I think, well, this is dropping April 19th, so our next show is into April 29th at the Ocean Mist.
Oh, great.
So if you're listening to this next Saturday, April 29th, we'll be at the Ocean Mist. And so the band is called Dr. Westchesterson and the Headband.
Nice.
Yeah. Because, you know, I always wear
headbands. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. The headband.
Yes, and I have custom headbands made.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But anyway, so the shows were great, and the band is fantastic. I'll shout them out real quick. Rob Davis, obviously.
Okay.
My guitar player from the Young Guns is in the band. Dave Lefkin, who is the acoustic entertainer over at Payne's. He's the man over there. Phenomenal multi-instrumentalist and vocalist. Dave's in the band. We have Marty Maroney and Ian Kelly. They're local guys here in Mystic. They're in a band called Mystic Dead. Our drummer is this fantastic drummer named Tom Deal, who played in a number of bands that came through Nick's back in the day. That's how I met him. And so we're going for it. We're four shows booked in April. We're doing Burlington, Vermont. And then we're doing Western Mass, kind of a hometown show for me. And then we're doing Stella Blues in New Haven. And then we're doing, again, the Ocean Mist. So I realized, as I'm saying all of this, of course, that I've just mentioned shows in the past. I should mention we're recording this season opener in advance of all of that stuff.
Yes.
So anyways, those shows, the first few shows, would. Anyway, I'm rambling. So that happened in the fall. That was really huge, and that's going to continue. And then, got back into the studio, did a bunch of recording projects, some of my own original stuff. I got back into the hip hop thing. I haven't recorded any new hip hop for Dr. Westchester in a long time. So some new hip hop's dropping.
Really?
Yeah. Stoked about that. And then, I filled up February and particularly March and with piano bar gigs around town. I started doing a Thursday night residency at an amazing place here in town, a new place called the Port of Call. And it's one of Dan Meiser's restaurants. Dan in Mystic, he has the Mystic Oyster Club, the Engine Room.
Okay.
Nana's Bakery. And next to the Oyster Club, in what used to be called the Emporium Building, is a place called the Port of Call. And upstairs is a very swanky high-end cocktail bar. And that's like, you know, they brought in bartenders from New York City, this guy Sebastian.
New York City!
New York City! And he worked at Death & Company, which is one of the original, like, you know, fancy schmancy cocktail places since the whole cocktail culture revived, I guess. And they wrote a book, literally. They wrote the book on cocktail culture. So it's staffed by amazing people. Their head chef was just nominated for a James Beard Award, which is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place. And now downstairs from Port of Call is this place called the Dive Bar. So it's a dive bar, but it's themed. The theme is diving. Like, so old school, like they have this old school diving helmet in like the whole outfit. So it's all about diving. So it's a really cool joint because on the upstairs you have the highbrow and then you go down the stairs and it's lowbrow, the dive.
Yeah.
And anyways, it's a great place.
Where do you play?
I'm
upstairs.
They actually let me play in the fancy place, if you can believe it.
Sorry, I had to ask that question. No,
no
offense. You know,
none taken.
Should have assumed.
I was shocked that they let me play there, to be honest. But yeah, that's been great every Thursday, and it's early too. So I play from 6 to 9, which is nice for an old person like myself.
That's perfect.
It's great. And then I've been playing around town. I played at this place, Chapter One, of course, continuing to play at the DPI, the Daniel Packer Inn, owned by Allie Kiley and her family, which I've been playing at for a long time.
I'm shocked at how little I know about your winter schedule.
Well, that's why, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm filling you in, bro. We're catching up, you know?
I think I'm going to come to the Ole Miss show.
I hope you do.
Make that happen.
I couldn't
make the first couple shows and these next, you know,
it'll be good. Yeah, and it'll be the last show. Oh, and I should mention this too. We have an amazing female vocalist joining us for three of the four shows. She'll be at the Ocean Mist and New Haven and Western Mass. Her name is Sammy Garrett. Sammy is in a band called Cool, Cool, Cool. And she was in a band called Turquoise. She's the woman who did all of the female background vocals on the album.
Oh,
and
nice.
She just got off of tour with Jerry Harrison and Adrian Ballou, who are two original members of the Talking Heads. And they spent a month or two touring around the country doing the entire Talking Heads Remain in Light album. She's unbelievable. So she's on those shows.
Is she going to run in place for like 10 hours straight?
you joke. You jest. However, if you watch the footage from if you get on YouTube and you know, punch in cool, cool, cool and Talking Heads, yes, they did that. You know, she's amazing. She's
awesome.
Fantastic presence on stage and whatnot. But anyways, very excited about that. Lots of piano bar stuff around Mystic. And then I got a very interesting offer.
Is this the road trip? I was talking
road
about
trip.
Didn't you go down to the Keys?
Oh,
don't
yes.
forget that.
Oh my
that
God, you're right.
Small and Oats.
Thank you. I forgot. That's right. My brain. I've had like 4 or 5 cups of coffee. I'm a little.
I only know about that
up.
One because you invited me.
I did.
You know,
yes, as our road manager. Yeah. and so yeah, that's right. In the first week in March 6th or 10th, I can't remember. Rob Davis, once again, Rob and I, when we play as a duo, we call ourselves Small and Oats. We don't know who is Small and who is Oats. We haven't determined that yet.
None of us do, Mark.
Yeah, nobody knows.
No.
But anyways, we did a week-long residency in Key West at this place called the Smokin' Tuna. It was crazy great. And it was just like Captain Nick's, same vibe. Like, we stayed in the band apartment, which is way nicer than Captain Nick's, Willie. Give us a kitchen. Just kidding. It was great. We played from 5 to 8. So technically the happy hour slot, I guess you'd say. And we would wake up, we'd cruise around, you know, have some lunch, check. And it was 80 and sunny the entire week.
Nice.
And then we'd come back. We'd go down, get our gear, go down to the stage, which was literally right downstairs, play from 5 to 8, and then we had the rest of the night to just fuck around in Key West. It was
dangerous.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, Rob had a great time. I had a great time. I, generally speaking, didn't last as long at night as Rob did.
Well, he's two or three years younger than you.
Yeah, just 2 or 3 years younger. So, Rob definitely stayed out a little later than I did, but you know, I put in my best effort, and either way, we had a blast.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It was great. Yeah. And we actually ran into a few Block Island people, including,
shocking,
I believe her name is Cindy. Please forgive me if I get it wrong, but Cindy, I think if that's your name, Cindy was the part-time guidance counselor at the Block Island school. She comes over she came over on Mondays and stayed Monday night and would leave on Tuesday every week. And she just happened to be down there. So I chatted with her, got to meet her, which is great. The whole week was awesome. We were invited back. So,
oh, nice. Can we do it again, maybe?
Yeah, we're definitely going to do it again.
Oh, definitely.
And we will this was the trial run, and we passed the audition, apparently.
Yeah.
So we'll let, when that happens again next winter, we'll let everyone know. Now the offer. I got it.
Okay.
Now we get to the offer.
Yeah.
So over the winter, I received a very interesting job offer / opportunity.
This was one of the bigger secrets that I was hard to keep.
Yeah.
When you told me and you said, it's only in discussions. I'm only telling a couple people. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It was a hard one, but I did it. I kept it quiet.
I didn't tell you, until I actually had was sure that the gig was happening and it was solidified, and it is. I'm going to be off the island quite a bit this summer for 2 week chunks at a time. I'll be gone for the first time over the 4th of July. I'm going to be gone from the end of, third week in June through the 4th. And then I'll be gone again from the end of last week in July through the second week in August. And then I'm going to be gone again most of September.
As they say, on the road again,
because I'm going on the road, not again, but for the first time with Willie Nelson.
But you didn't see what I did there?
I did.
On the road
I did
again.
See what you did there. I did. That's I caught
awesome.
It. I got
it's
it.
So awesome.
Thanks, man. Now, before everyone jumps to conclusions like, oh my God, Mark's Willie Nelson's new piano player. I am not in Willie Nelson's band.
No,
I am going on the road with Willie Nelson as his tour accountant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's really exciting.
It's a great new chapter.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited.
You're going to get to travel to different places and be in a scene. That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. So I'll be flying out, to wherever our first gigs are in Wisconsin. So, in the end of June, I fly to Wisconsin. And I jump on the tour bus, the crew tour bus, and roll around the country for a couple weeks and end up on the 4th of July at Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July picnic barbecue thing in Austin, Texas. And I'm just really
excited.
It's just
a great opportunity.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
Don't screw it up this time.
I'm going to do my best. Trust me. That's the big news, I guess you'd say.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm stoked.
Well, do you have any more exciting stuff about yourself? Or
oh, God,
we
no. I could talk about myself forever.
Yeah, I
know,
me too. I have to try to tone it down.
No, enough about us.
We're going to roll into some Block Island shenanigans, but before we do, should we take a quick break for our sponsors?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll be right back, listeners. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rich, do these bell bottoms make me look fat?
bell bottom. Oh, wait, it must be Monday and you're going to disco night at Captain Nick's.
Well, yeah, of course I'm going to disco night at Captain Nick's. I'm the DJ, man. I got to be there.
That place is so much fun.
So much fun. And the fun doesn't end after Monday, because on Tuesday and Wednesdays, we have dueling pianos followed by Dr. Wes Chesterton's Sloppy Seconds.
What are Sloppy Seconds?
Well, that's when I play the piano for the rest of the drunk people there at the end of the night.
Oh, that sounds fun in itself. And Thursdays, they've got live acoustic acts and full bands and DJs.
Yeah. And Friday and Saturday afternoons, we have acoustic acts on the deck at 5:30. Fridays are Delaney, and then Saturdays are buddy Rob Davis.
And then Friday and Saturday nights, they've got the best live bands on Block Island, like Derek and the Fun Bags, the Blushing Brides, Fever, Neil and the Vipers, West End Blend, and the High and Mighty Brass Band, just to name a few.
Yeah, and the bands aren't over just because Friday and Saturday night ends. On Sunday afternoons, the Young Guns take the stage on the deck at 5:30.
Sunday fun day, and what if you're hungry? They got food. Food, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So they've serving food out of the Captain Galley 7 days a week, including some late night grub. So, you know, if you're hungry, stop in late night and grab a bite.
Yeah. And if you want to check out the full entertainment schedule, let's just head over to CaptainNicksBI.com.
Cooler?
Check.
Ice?
Check.
Drinks?
Check.
That's everything.
All right, let's head down to Fishworks.
All right, I'm excited for this trip.
I am too. And you know what's cool about Fishworks is, I mean, hey, today we're going to go out and try and catch some striped bass, right? But you can get bluefish, fluke, sea bass, bonita, whatever's in season.
Yeah, you can book a light tackle or fly fishing morning charter with Captain Chris for up to 3 people.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. I invited some friends, so we might have to go out on the Harley with Captain Hank, because they do half trips and full day trips for up to 6 people.
Oh, and Captain Hank is a hoot. And of course, the shop, you know, the Fishworks Tackle Shop, they have everything you need, including pointers. If you don't want to go on a charter, they can sell you what you need, tell you where to go and how to do it.
Yeah, totally. I think I might pick up a hat and a t-shirt too, because their merchandise is so on point.
Yeah, good looking stuff. They're located at 40 Ocean Avenue and they're open every day in season, and great merchandise.
They really do have some cool stuff. And if you want to check it out online, you can purchase all year long at www.bifishworks.com.
All right.
How cool is that?
Ah, I love it.
All right. Let's go catch some fish.
Whoa. What happened? What was that?
Ah, dude, I just ripped my favorite pair of jams. I've been wearing these things since 1987.
Don't panic. Just go on down and see Liz at the Traveling Seamstress.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Liz is here on the island. She repairs zippers. Yeah, she can do buttons. She can patch or mend most fabrics. You know what? She even can repair denim, so your favorite jeans can still be your favorite jeans.
That's nice. You know what else? If you're getting married, say yes to the dress, because she'll do last-minute alterations, steam and press tuxedo, or your suit. She pretty much can help you out with anything to do with your wedding.
Yeah, you know what I just remembered? She also makes curtains and draperies. She can do custom dye work. She can even make cushions for your home or your boat.
She is magic with the machine, let me tell you, because she does slip covers too. And no word of a lie, she did a set for my friend, and it's like walking into a different room with brand new furniture.
I actually flew a pair of pants over to her from the mainland over the winter to get taken up, and she did that too. And I didn't have to go to her place at 442 Dodge Street by the Four Corners.
Yep, and she keeps regular hours, May through November, you know, limited wintertime hours, but you could still reach her. You
sure.
Know.
And no project's too big or too weird.
Well, hey, you can follow her on Instagram at Traveling Seamstress.
Or you check out her website at TravelingSeamstress.com.
Surf's up, dude.
Bro, what am I gonna do? I'm out of surfboard wax. I wish there was a surf shop here on Block Island.
Guess what? You're in luck, because there is Diamond Blue Surf Shop.
Oh my God, I love that place. But you know what, Rich? It's so much more than just a surf shop.
Oh yeah, Diamond Blue is located at the Fourway at Bridgegate Square.
Cool, that's on my way to the beach. And you know what? When I'm there, I think I might get a new bathing suit. But they also have hats, sunglasses, footwear, surfwear, everything.
Yeah, they got tons. Great place to Christmas shop, even if it's summertime. But they also do rentals. They'll rent surfboards, paddleboards, wetsuits, boogie boards, kayaks and beach chairs.
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't know what you're doing on a surfboard, unlike ourselves, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
They have lessons by some of the island's most experienced surf instructors. Rich, check this out. I never stood up on a surfboard until last summer,
And it was all because of Diamond Blue. Judy was out there giving the kids some lessons, and I just went out with them, and I caught a wave.
Wow, that's awesome. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. I'm a little nervous, but not with those instructors. So listen, stop down and visit Jen and the gang. They're all so fun and friendly. Jen's a longtime Island local, super cool and groovy. And, you know, their merchandise, if you know, can't make it in the store, go online and check them out.
Yeah. What's that website address again?
DiamondBlueBI.com. Welcome back.
Yes. Here thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, thanks.
Who are pretty much all with us once again.
Yeah. Good faithful folks. Yeah. Love having them on board. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sponsors.
And hey, do us a favor. If you're visiting one of these places, please let them know that, you know, you like the sponsor spot on our podcast.
Yeah.
It's good. Really good for us. You know, yeah. That's really all I'm here for is whatever's good.
Hey, man.
Whatever works for me.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Sure.
What's a gander?
That's a group of geese, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a group of crows is a murder.
Oh, a gander. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to start saying, hey, what's good for the crow is good for the murder.
Ooh, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
What's good for the cow is good. Anyway.
All right. Well, now what you've all been waiting for is
talked Block Island up about ourselves. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I am.
I think everybody probably thinks that now.
Yeah.
At this point.
Definitely. But, so what's been happening on Block Island over the winter? What's going down?
Well, I mean, the big thing is a lot of construction. A
lot of construction.
On public buildings.
Yeah.
Both nightclub venues.
Yeah.
Both sponsors of ours, Nick's and Kittens, are both doing a big big facelift.
Yeah.
At the moment, Chris Willie has ripped up the whole front of
the
Nick's.
Deck.
The deck.
He's replacing the entire. And before we even get to the deck, we should mention over the fall winter, Chris Willie purchased the property.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
Chris is now the owner of Cap. I mean, he owned the business, but now he owns the building as well, which.
And I've got nothing against the big corporate, but it's so nice to have an island family acquire a big business.
I am,
you know,
relieved and so grateful. And I'm grateful to Mike Finnemore, like, that he sold it to Chris. Because it's a special, as I've talked about ad nauseum.
Yeah.
To me, it's a very special live music venue. And again, one of the things that's been happening on the island is a lot of places are changing. Change is inevitable. But, you know, Chris is committed to keeping Captain Nick's a live music venue and the rock and roll bar that in honoring Captain Nick's legacy, which is, to me, it's just great. I'm very excited about that.
It's a unique place.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean? And it's good. It's going to keep that uniqueness, yes. I think.
So Chris's first move, as we said, is to he tore up the whole deck on the outside of the building that goes, the lower deck, the main deck, not the second floor one, which has been closed for a bit. But and replaced everything, which it needed, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, it's really going to be nice as a, you know, to be playing when we play music on the deck. To have, like, you know, a new space that's all fresh and shiny. And yeah, I'm excited about that.
I wonder what they found under there.
I talked to Chris about it, and lots of straws, go figure.
Shocking.
Straws, yeah, and loose change.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I have no real treasures, though. Mm. No, like, wedding rings or anything.
Oh, well.
Or buried treasure or anything. But
that would be funny.
I don't know. Imagine
a treasure chest buried under there.
I know. You know what? Who did they say? Captain Kidd or someone? Blackbeard.
Yeah,
one of them.
There's
a local legend that he had he had been to the island, maybe buried treasure here or something.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was under the deck at Captain.
Oh
Nick's.
My God. Yeah.
But it's not.
They say he visited a woman whose last name was Sands, owned the property up by Sands Pond.
Okay.
So there's actually a show, Treasure Hunter show, came out to the island looking for the treasure up there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I think it was his last stop before whichever one it was. We should get our shit together.
I know. But why start now?
One of those big time pirate people.
Yeah.
You know, he, so yeah.
Oh, cool.
When I fish up there. I love fishing in that pond and I'm always got my eye out.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Oh, God.
And then Yellow Kittens, as we said, big stuff going there.
And I'll put some pics up on the social for these, what we're talking about, for those of you who haven't been out all winter.
Yeah.
They really went for it. They did a lot of shoring up of the existing building and deck and everything.
Yep.
But then they're adding on a big deck area outside on the Winfield side.
Right. So on that lawn area in front of Winfield's, it's now a big giant deck all the way out to
Pretty close to the sidewalk.
Yeah. Which I love that idea.
I think it's great.
It's so great. I mean, Winfield's is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about Winfield's is that, you know, that the bar, whenever we go to Winfield's, we tend to eat in the bar area.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like is that it's this dark kind of, you know, cozy, you know, atmosphere, but it's going to be really nice to have the option of outdoor dining now.
Yeah. Set out on the deck. Yeah. People watch.
Yeah.
It's big. I'm that guy when somebody tells me something there, I just envision them like putting down a patio out there.
Right.
You know, near the building.
Yep.
And then when they started doing this, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's really nice. It's going to be nice.
So hats off to Dan and Kristen for all the hard work they've been doing.
And I share your stress. I'm sure time's ticking
this
season. You know, whenever you do a project on the island and your income relies on the one season, man, you got to get it done. So I hope everything gets ready.
Me too.
In time. I think it will.
And I bumped into Kristen, actually, one night that I was playing at the DPI on a Monday. And Kristen was there, and Kat, Kylie, too, who was home from school in London.
So nice.
I got to catch up with both of them a little bit, which is really cool.
Well, it's a gorgeous project.
It is.
I think it's going to be a big improvement.
For sure. And then Finn's.
Finn's, yeah. Total demo and redo on that building.
Yeah.
And that's one of my dear to my heart's spots. It's where I began and spent my first 10 years in my restaurant career was for Freddie and Debbie when they owned it.
Yep.
And, but they're really, and then I've heard mixed rumors. Don't know if they were looking to try to figure out if they could do some live entertainment there, if there was going to be some hotel space mixed in with the, what was the housing. So I don't know. It's all rumor mill.
Right.
I haven't seen much move in there in the last couple of weeks though. So they're another one I'd be getting a little.
And I haven't seen the building since the last time I was out on the island
a couple of weeks ago. We took a ride.
Was it that long ago? Yeah.
Maybe even a little more.
It still seemed like they had a ways to go.
Yeah, they do have a ways to go.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see that again, another very old building.
Yeah.
George Mott just posted a pick of Ernie's, because that was the restaurant. It was I think it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner, run by Freddie's father Ernie and his mother Rita. And Rita's in the picture. She's a younger woman. It's from way back in the day.
Yeah.
But when my very first job was dishwashing, and I worked for her.
Yeah.
And she was older, and she was a cook. And
I don't know this. Is Ernie's still going to be there, or is Ernie's gone now?
No, Ernie's is still going to be there.
It will still be there. Yep. Oh, good.
Freddie and Maureen, they run Ernie's. And
not Freddie Finn.
But Freddie Betts. Is Freddie Finn's, Freddie Howarth, we call him Freddie Finn. Black Island's got this crazy, you know.
It does.
How do you describe this person and that person?
Yeah, people are like, it's not a family tree. It's a family like,
Freddie and Debbie Howarth's neighbor's last name was actually Finn. Connie Finn, still out there. Yeah.
Okay.
So at any rate, his nephew is Freddie, and he's married to Maureen.
Yes.
And they're the ones that lease Ernie's.
Yes.
So it's kind of cool that Freddie's running the place that his grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, his grandmother started that place.
Yeah.
For God only knows, 100 years ago.
Well, I'm glad that they are still in the mix.
Intact.
Now, I can also add to this. I know that the retail space.
Blockstar is in there?
It wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Blockstar was there, yes. Or was that? Yeah. No, Blockstar was down the street. Was that in Finn? No, that was Finn.
Yeah, that's the one.
So Blockstar is no longer going to be there. Marmar Jewels and Blockstar also sponsors the podcast.
So they're
going
to be making a move?
Well, so here's some news. Blockstar will now be in the little space that is adjacent and attached to the Empire Theater.
Oh, and, okay.
Sean Dugan's old Block Market used to be there. Then
he
moved next door into the Figurehead Building. And now Dominic and Blockstar will be in that space.
The little red, I think it's a red building.
Yeah. And Martha Nardini, Marmar Jewels, has opened a mainland location in Wakefield.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So if you're in Wakefield, make sure to go check out Marmar Jewels. And if you need to pick up some more Blockstar stuff, don't worry, Dominic's still around, and
cool.
He's over in that spot now.
That's a cool spot.
Yeah. Because
there's a little, the kind of the courtyard in front of the theater there,
yeah,
too, and Sean used to put out racks here, so.
Yep. So
maybe he'll be doing some airbrushing tattoo again.
You know, ooh,
he did that once.
I don't
upon
know if he's
time
in that game anymore. Yeah, he did do that. That was fun.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I was trying to come up with a really good, funny one to get on my neck, you know, tell my wife it was real, you know. Women suck. Just that, as a joke. I don't feel,
oh, sure.
I, you know, married and two, yeah, daughters, I would never feel that way. But be like, what do you think? I got drunk last night. I got this.
Yeah, like this one. Well, I mean, I'm surprised.
Or a face tattoo. That, like, you know.
Oh, like Tyson? Like,
yeah.
Or Post Malone?
Something like that.
Yeah.
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 I can do it.
So what else? Any other big things with businesses around town?
Oh, gosh. There's a rumor going around that Ballard's,
another rumor?
There's another rumor that Ballard's is discussing, and this is rumor.
Rumor.
Making it very clear that we are sharing with you the rumor mill. This is no factual things have happened.
Right.
But I heard that Ballard's is on the market to get out of the business and sell over to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I've even heard there's been offers, but
wow.
I think it's going to be run one more year by Steve. And then after that, there's going to be discussion about pop. I personally, man, do I wish the town had the money to buy that. What a great spot that would be for the town to own.
Yeah.
You know,
the
two guys on Block Island Town Beach right there.
Yeah.
So we would name it.
Yeah.
We could sponsor the building.
I think that, you know, it's worth a conversation.
I'll try. I'll call somebody.
I have to say, I don't know. I have no idea. I've heard the rumor. I don't know anything about asking price or anything like that. But all I can say is if the town can fork over $10 million for a vacant lot that they bought from Steve Filippi, how much more could it be to have an entire
I don't know
thing?
I wonder if, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Ocean View Foundation might come up to bat and see if there's some way to fundraise and participate if the town could show interest in it.
Well,
you know, because
I mean,
they have the right
again,
next door,
you
know, and it would kind of flow right down in there.
Right.
And now it's the dumpster alley could be back open to a public walkway to the beach.
Yeah.
And, although we're going to have to see how all that plays out. Clearly there's some eyeballs on him.
And again, it's
year.
All rumor, so it could all be bullshit to begin with.
The facts are that he had to take the stuff, a lot of stuff down.
Okay, so let's, I mean, again, I don't think we need to get too much on back on Ballard's, but we should kind of recap the way things shook out after last season.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was it the CRMC did come in?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think several agencies just started to look and say, hey, you never pulled a permit for this stuff.
XYZ. Yeah. So the tiki
cabanas,
bars.
The tiki
gone.
Bars.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and then I know he applied for, you know, to do them, mm-hmm. which should have been done in the first place.
Right.
I haven't heard anything if he's allowed to put those back
in any kind of capacity. So either way, it sounds like from the sound of it, the footprint of Ballard's will be significantly reduced from what it has grown to over the years.
We'll see how much they enforce the no drinking on the beach stuff and all that, because you know
we'll see.
So, and I'm sure that's what a sale would be waiting on is let that happen to him first, and then we'll decide if somebody wants to buy it.
Yeah,
not based on the last couple of years, you know. So, I mean, you know, that's it for construction that I know going on. Oh, I got something really big.
Okay.
This is huge.
Huge.
You're not even going to believe this.
Okay.
About a few weeks back, I was taking a cruise and they've changed the stop sign. This is big.
Okay. This is probably the biggest
news.
This
is so not big that I'm making it giant. There was a stop sign at the bottom of the hill. So you come out of the Oar and you bang the left to go to town.
Yeah.
And right at Dead Eyes, there was a stop sign there. It's now a yield.
They finally turned it into a yield sign.
Now, we could be being tricked, and they could quickly pop a stop sign back up for the summer.
Yeah.
But that was always a treacherous spot for the cops. Like, the stadies love to hang, hiding across the street from Dead Eyes.
For people
and
to roll
through that stop
and,
sign.
So,
I don't know if that's a winter thing or if that's a permanent thing, but it seemed like a silly stop sign.
Yeah, it really did.
The traffic needs to flow.
It needs to flow. And yeah, I mean, you have a stop sign coming from Payne's Dock.
Right. There's a crosswalk there.
Yeah. I mean, that as long as that stop sign's there. And again, let's face it, there's not like a ton of traffic like on the reg coming out of that. So yeah, that makes sense. I hope it sort of sticks around for the
Yeah.
I hope it's permanent.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge, though.
Isn't that big?
Whoa!
What a small town big news. But, well, last year they tried a no right turn sign by Legion Park.
Right, which...
I ultimately heard it was because so many mopeds were trying to bang the right and they were hitting the curb across the street.
Okay.
So I don't even think they were going to pull over cars who didn't make the right. I was trying to intimidate mopeds to just go left. And
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I ignored that shit.
Yeah, I didn't.
I kept taking the right.
Yeah, I took that right. I'm like, all day long. Yeah, okay. Sometimes three times I just do a lap. And
just so on principle. Just to feel like a badass.
Tell me I can't take a right
I'm
turn.
Taking a right. Yeah, huge news.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, we got a new chief of police.
We did. I don't know too much about that.
Don't either.
Next mini, well, maybe we'll find a little bit more. Maybe I get to meet him and, you know, hopefully I don't get cuffed and stuffed meeting him. But, you know. But I think he started up a couple of months ago, a month and a half ago. So we'll see. I'll find out a little bit more about him. I think he's from, might be from New York or Connecticut.
Wow.
So don't want to give out info that we don't know yet.
Right.
But as always, it'd be lovely to have him on as a guest.
Yeah.
Once he gets settled in.
Yeah.
See if it's everything he dreamed of and more.
Right.
So that's always, you know what? I always just hope for that adaptability because we tend to hire these people and the only thing they don't know is what it's like to live on Block Island.
That's the X factor.
And, you know, and I think over the years we've had people in certain positions use us as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Like they don't, you know, I get the badge of being a chief and now I can go on and do something else.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's malicious or deliberate, but it happens. I think it's probably a combo of both. This place is hard to live year round, you know.
Right.
It's a big change.
It's
huge. Not trying to make it sound like we're super special people that live there year round, but it's a unique, there's a certain characteristic of everyone. Pretty much nobody wants you anywhere else.
Well, that's why we call it the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right. Like, you know. So, you know what? This doesn't probably affect many of our listeners, but the ferry this year started charging. So if you lived on Block Island, you had a commuter card.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say commuter card. It's a Islander card.
I think
they're being very political with that to make sure that, you know, what's the difference between a commuter and an Islander? So if you're a resident, blah, 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 you meet all the requirements, you're there in February.
Yeah.
You get a resident card and they give you get a break on the ferry, including your car. You get a break on the car. And you used to always, you could just call and make a reservation and you didn't have to pay with a credit card or anything. They've stopped that. You have to, even if you're a local commuter, a local Islander card holder, because so many people were just, because it didn't cost anything to book the reservation, they were just making reservations and then not showing up.
Yeah.
So a few bad apples spoiled it for the bunch there.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So you have to pay in advance now.
So you have to, just like the normal people.
That's not really a big deal in my book.
No,
I don't think.
It's not.
It's fair. I mean, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure there are plenty of people bitching about it.
Well, I'm sure it was a luxury to book four car reservations during a month and just not show up for two of them and there was no penalty. Now you've already paid for it. And it's only fair.
It's totally fair.
Let them know they could give someone else a spot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I hate when I can't get a reservation and somebody else doesn't show up and you could have had that spot. So,
yep.
I don't know.
Wow. That is a change.
Yeah. I mean, you know, other than that, I don't know any other big changes.
I don't either. I'm trying to rattle my brain to think of anything.
Yeah, no, I mean,
whatever happened with that airport proposal thing that was going to
kiboshed.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I mean, I think there's still some rumor mill that they might do something with the one right across the street in that area.
How about Bethany's? Anyone take over Bethany's?
As of now, no.
So that's potentially going to be just sit vacant.
Probably. I mean, it's just the ratio of rent.
They're still on that whole, you have to,
too much
be
money.
Open year round and all that.
Yeah. Something's got to give there. We've both been in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to be able to afford to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope the state comes around to realizing that if you want someone in there, you're going to have to work with them.
Yep.
But, that's about it.
Well, that's good enough for me, man. I feel like we've covered some ground and, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but.
We probably are.
Most likely.
We probably totally forgot something like. Something big.
Like a yield sign.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Yeah, we mentioned the yield sign, but we forgot to mention that, you know, everyone visiting Block Island is going to be required to wear a funny hat.
What do you think? Here's a speculation.
Ooh.
question.
I love to speculate.
What do you think the summer's going to be like? My bookings at my Airbnbs are a little soft.
Were they?
Yeah, for right now. And I've heard similar.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that from Westerly and a few other places. You know, I don't think it's Block Island specific.
Huh.
They're booking.
Okay.
They're booking, but it's not like it was where you just open up the counter and the thing filled right up.
I have some thoughts. So number one is that I feel like 2021 and 22, again, we're directly coming off COVID.
Yeah.
And people have been cooped up and we're like, let's book our shit now. Like, go, go, go. Like, we haven't had a vacation. You know, kids are driving us nuts. So I think that might have been a factor as to why the last couple seasons have been so gangbusters. So maybe that softened and now everything's obviously wide open again. It's like COVID never happened, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, the business is being spread out again. People are traveling, flying to places again. That might be one reason.
The economy is not super great.
Economy is in question.
Boring political
right now, whatever
world stuff. But again, we've always said that it's our small little place, but it's affected by the same things as
certainly
the big world.
Yeah. So yeah, that could be a factor as well. But look, at the end of the day,
it's going to fill up.
You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, like, probably.
There's once peak season hits, July into August, you're not going to be able to get a hotel room.
Right.
I'd be interested to see how the but you've spoken so cottage rentals.
You know, not to name anybody, but I'm going off my B&B. Some of the hotels, I think there's, you know, even been talk about, you know, maybe we pushed a little bit when we could,
yeah,
you know, and it might be time to
in terms of like prices and 3-night like minimums, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like 3-night minimum at $800-$900 a night. They may have to go
maybe
to
they'll
a
go
2-night minimum,
right,
or knock it back down to 700 a night, yeah, 600 a night. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the market, I guess.
Yeah.
It is what it is, right?
I mean, you know, that's the way it goes. So,
yep.
Yeah, no, it's an unknown, and we'll just roll with it.
It's funny, though, when you ask that question, you're like, what do you think the summer's going to be like? It's so funny, right? Because everyone at the so what do you think the summer's going to be like? What do you think the summer's going to be like? And it's totally an unanswerable question.
Unanswerable.
And but I feel like everyone all the time is like, oh, it's going to be crazy. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
You know?
Well, you know, the one that caught me off guard was the actual summer of COVID.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It was bonkers.
I never in a million years expected that to be the way it is.
Right.
So it just goes to show you can't, you can't tell.
Maybe we do experience a bit of a lull. And you know what? I look at it like this. Either way, the Block Island, whether you have a couple gangbuster summers and then there's a lull, businesses, we all might make a little less money, but you know what? If it's a little less congested for a season or two and we get a little bit of a breather, that's great too, you know?
Yeah.
So either way, I think we win.
And I have a wedding coming up this June.
That's
right. I
forgot
to mention that. Yeah.
That's right.
My daughter, Madison, and Evan are getting married.
Yeah. So, congrats. Yeah. Early congrats.
Yeah.
So that's it. Both of your daughters will have been married off then at that point. And
Yeah. I think, you know, for now, you know, hopefully they, you know, it all goes well and everybody
sure
stays married.
Sure it will.
Yeah.
Good. That's exciting. Now, where is the wedding on the island or what do you
guess? Yeah. You know, what's really cool is, we don't live over there anymore because my mom and myself and Patty decided to, hopefully we're going to interview each other and there'll be more detail explaining this. I don't have to go into it right now, but we had land over on the west side as the original family compound.
Yep.
And sold it to the Nature Conservancy and used the money to buy where we are now.
Yeah.
But my uncles and stuff still live down on off Dory's Cove. So it was always called the Katie May Homestead or whatever you want to call it. And they bought it in 1928.
Wow.
And she's going to get married on the family property
down
there, my uncle's lawn. So
that's
awesome. Kinda, same spot where all the photos of me and Patty getting ready for our wedding were
now,
taken.
Is this
and
the DiMaggio?
DiMaggio, yeah.
Yeah, I did Mike's
cousins, Michael.
Michael. Yep. Michael. And I'm so sorry if I'm blanking on his lovely wife's name.
Oh, that's all right.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
nobody's going to hold you to anything.
Okay, good.
I blank on Michael's name.
Anyways, lovely spot.
Yeah.
What a spot.
What a spot, and just I think it's so cool to, let's see, it would be one, two, three, me, my mom, her mother, 4 or 5 generations of the same land.
Cool.
And, So I think it's really kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then reception, she's working something out. It's going to be a Sunday wedding and reception at the beachhead.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's worked there for many years.
Yep. And, great.
And they're going to hook her up with a really fun time.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Psyched.
So,
and what's the actual, do we have a date for the wedding?
June 24th.
Right.
I think if I have that right.
Yeah.
You know,
which once again,
well, maybe I should tell them off a day so we don't get too many crashers.
Well, I'm bummed. I mean, once again, like I was supposed to be at
my friend.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to be at the other wedding and like I had a conflict and now I'm taking off with Willie for that one. That's the first weekend I'm out. So I can't go. Not that I even was invited yet. Necessarily, or would have been.
We're going to have to come up with some better terminology because I never know if you're talking about Chris Willie or Willie Nelson when you say Willie.
Well, yes, we will have to clarify that, but yeah. I'll figure out a code or something.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't know, man.
Old Willie and young Willie.
Old Willie, young Willie.
Older Willie.
Well, salty Willie and country Willie.
You know, I had the guts and I asked Christopher Walken to be a guest on our podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, how did that go? Where did you?
He didn't totally. I saw him in his car, and I.
Whoa! Tell us what happened.
You know, I just walked over and I said, "Hey, my friend and I do a podcast. I said, I know you're a really big star, but ultimately, you know, the star of our podcast is Block Island." And he started laughing.
Yeah, really?
And yeah. So I said, I said, I wonder if you ever think about you'd want to be a guest on there. You know, I just asked and it wasn't a.
So he didn't say no.
No, he didn't call the police or anything like that. So, you know, I might follow it up next time I see him.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
I think it'd be great. I've heard he loves talking about buried treasure, as we talked about before on this show.
We know all about that.
Yeah. Or we think we do.
Yeah.
I bet he knows a lot more. Anyway, I think it'd be fun. But,
that would be great.
But I get it if he doesn't want to.
Oh, you completely.
Know, it could be his quiet place.
Certainly.
And doesn't want it. But I think most people know he's there. You know what I mean?
At this point, yeah.
I don't think he'd be giving away any giant secrets
or
keys to his house.
Right. So. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool.
So I don't know. I don't have too much else. Should we wrap up this season opener?
I guess so, man.
It's been a long
great to be back, man. Great to be chatting with you again.
This is good. And I'm really excited for the guests we have recorded and the ones we haven't yet.
Yeah.
Got some goodies in there.
Really good ones coming up.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been talking to some people I haven't even dropped on you yet. So
really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'll fill you in off the air.
Okay.
We don't want to give away the secrets.
Sounds good, man.
Hey, all right. Well, it feels good to be back in the saddle. Let's see if I can do this right. So we will be better about responding to emails now that we're back in the saddle.
Yeah.
And please feel free to email us at... before I do that.
Yeah.
We are talking this possibility. No guarantees, but we're going to try to do another live show this summer.
Oh, well...
We're going to try. You know, so we'll keep you posted on that if that works out.
Yep.
And but feel free to email... Oh, yeah, what?
Are we also still... Are we talking about getting t-shirts made still?
Yeah,
I think we should do that.
We've talked about it for 3 years.
Let us know if you want t-shirts, if you think we should get t-shirts made.
Or whatever you want.
Or whatever, coffee mugs.
Yeah, we'll do whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so reach out to us with your comments and questions and you know anything you got for us, please, at twoguysonbi@gmail.com.
Yeah, and make sure to follow us on all of the social media stuff, which we're going to get back on. And whatever you do, please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen to. That way it just kind of gets dropped into your library or your queue automatically instead of you having to go search for it. And most importantly, as we always ask humbly, please just tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
I think that's the biggest way for, you know, us. It seems to be.
I think so too.
I heard about your podcast. Tried it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, listeners. Thank you, sponsors. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you not next week, but
week
in 2 weeks. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Take it easy. Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a island cruise and go like try out that new yield sign?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I can yield all day.
You know what? I think, though, you know how it is. I think we may just end up stopping out of habit.
I did the first few times.
All right.
But then I started on my way down. I just wanted this yield. Like, I remind myself.
Here's what I'll do. As we're getting close, I'll just be like, don't stop. Keep going. We'll Thelma and Louise it. And then we'll be like, bang. And then we'll just right through it.
Yeah. We can have someone on the side screaming, yeah.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? We're dying of hope.